Blog Talk Radio.
Always look up, never give up, and you will reach your goals. You're important, you're more than enough. And here she is, your host for Rolling with the Diva, Sabrina Williams. Thank you.
Good morning from Las Vegas. Happy November 19th. Can you believe it? Yes, I'm back on the air. Sort of kind of been neglecting my radio show, but I'm back. And today we're going to do a quick sermon on branches and vines. God is the branch and we are the vines. I'm going to read you guys a Bible verse, and then we're going to play a song, and we'll be back to have a quick little Bible study. I hope you guys are doing well. I know that COVID is going up in some areas. I know that some people are stuck in the house, but you're not alone. You're more than enough. You're wanted. God loves you so much. And this is out of John 15. I am the vine. You are the branches. If a man remains in me, and I in him, he will bear much fruit. Apart from me, he can do nothing. If anyone does not remain in me, he's like the branch that is thrown away and withers. Such branches are picked up and thrown into the fire and burned. Don't be one of those branches. Be part of a root of a tree that has a base, and then the branches and the vines. And we don't want to be thrown in the fire and burned. So we're going to listen to a song, and we'll be right back. Remember, 211 in any area of the United States. Oops, there it goes. Offer service. I live right across the street from the fire department. My window is open. Praise God that I can open my window and have clean, fresh air. So 211 in any area can offer support, especially now with COVID going on, that people who want to have counseling or they need help for food or anything else, then you can do that. They have referrals for domestic violence, and just so you know. And we're going to play a song, and I love this one, Help Me to Pray. Not a punishment for a Christian, it's a reward. God is the vine dresser who prunes the life of everyone who abides in Christ and bears the fruit of Christ. Spiritual pruning enhances spiritual growth by removing whatever inhibits spiritual growth. And that could be addictions, that could be drinking, that could be over shopping, that could be overeating, and there's so much more. That could be that you are maybe you're one of those people who are spasmodic driver, where you get upset everything somebody does and when they're driving. So God prunes because he wants us to have spiritual growth. In what area do you need God to prune you to have spiritual growth? We're going to play another song and we'll be right back. It is busy today by where I live, and because I live by one of the best trauma centers in the world, and it's called Sunrise Hospital.
We lift our hands.
All right, we're back with Rolling with the Chaplain, Sabrina Williams, and here we are. So who is the true vine? That's right, Jesus is the true vine or main vine. God the Father is the vine dresser. Who are the branches? The branches are the disciples and all the people, and we are the ones who get pruned. The purpose of pruning is to produce more fruit. God does the pruning in the following ways. God uses godly discipline / correction on us when we do things out of his will to turn our hearts and minds back to him. God uses trials and tests of life to bring us closer to him. God uses his word to prune us. We can receive God's word in various ways, reading, hearing, sermons, Bible studies, and praying. We'll discuss that more in the following question. In verse 3, you are already clean because of the word which I have spoken to you. What is Jesus saying in this verse? God uses his word to clean, prune us. That's what Jesus is saying in the verse to the disciples. Disciples have been pruned like a branch for Jesus' teaching. Jesus has used the word of God to mold and shape, prune the disciples as he prunes us too, to prepare for them for their evangelical ministry. That was back in the time, but now this applies to us. What do you think about this message? Send me a message on www.rollingwiththechaplain.com. How do you think we get joy? I believe we can only experience true joy Jesus is talking about in verse 11. When we're walking in obedience to him, that means we have surrendered our will to his. That means we have given Jesus total control of our lives. I don't know anyone, but I want to be considered Jesus' friend. All right. So that was just a little thing on pruning and branches. And for you guys now, every time you see a tree, why don't you think about what you heard here today? We all make decisions to make in life. We all have decisions to make in life. We can allow Satan to destroy our lives and lead us into eternal damnation, or we can believe and trust in Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior and spend eternity in heaven. The decision is ours to make in life before we die. Are you pruned? If you don't know Jesus, pray something like this. Jesus, I believe that you are the Son of the living God and that you died on the cross that I may now have forgiveness of my sins and receive eternal life. Please forgive me for every sin I've committed or done in my heart and come my life as my personal Lord and Savior. Today, I surrender to you. This was taken from secondlineministries.com. Some of the questions, some of the earlier work was my own, but this is theirs. So make sure you guys check them out. And so shall my word be that goes forth from my mouth. It shall not return to me void, but it shall accomplish what I please, and it shall prosper in the thing which I sent it. Isaiah 55:11. Have a great day. Remember, you're loved, you're wanted, you're more than enough.
Yeah. Oh, make it say, oh, nah. See you working hard, girl, oh, you need a break. About to fill the club up, time to celebrate. I can change your lifestyle while you play games. Just give me a